It was after I looked at the Gemma Doherty video, or, you know, documentary rather, on the Mary Boyle story. And I was very upset, and I suppose my first reaction would be of anger that, number one, that Mary Boyle, this little six-year-old girl, had never been found. And certain aspects of the documentary. But I felt after I finished watching it, I said, you know, something needs to be done here for Mary. The most poignant thing was when Margot had said that, you know, people may forget about her. So I just thought, look, if we can get our community together and let the family know, the Boyle family know, Anne in particular, that we're not forgetting her, that we will continue to fight for her. And my hope is with this march tomorrow, it's a non-political, it's a peaceful event. And it's simply just to get the community together and to have somewhere to go for a few minutes for Mary to acknowledge her. And, you know, as I said, it's a place for people to go. I had a chap on the phone the other night that he was from Finner Camp who helped look for Mary. And the one thing that he said was that they never had anywhere to go even for a few minutes together to think about her after all this was done. It sort of just dwindled out. And there was always that thought of, where is she? You know, so what I'm hoping by this is that someone out there is probably having a cup of tea even this morning thinking, you know, it's time, it's over. It's been 40 years. This needs closure. And this child needs to be found. She needs to be brought home. She needs to have a proper Christian burial. And that's what we all want. So that's the reason why I'm doing it. The other point is, too, that I'm a twin myself. I have twin daughters. And I could never imagine the pain and the suffering that Anne has gone through over the years. Because unless you're a twin yourself, there's a bond there, and no one really understands it. You have your own language, you have your own way of thinking, you do everything together, and she's missed out on very important celebrations in her life. But most of all, she's missed out on a best friend, you know. So that's the other aspect. That's why I'm doing it.
Is the demonstration tomorrow confined to the community of Ballyshannon and the surrounding area, or are people from across the Northwest and indeed further afield welcome to attend?
Oh, everyone's welcome to attend, of course. You know, when I first initially put this out, I put a little feeler out on Facebook initially, and the page started hopping, and then I decided, well, something needs to be done here. So I went ahead and put up an event page. And we have hundreds and hundreds of people that got in touch from all over the country. We have people actually coming from Cork, from Kerry, from the surrounding areas in Donegal. So there's a huge aspect here of people that they want to do something. They feel they need to do something, and they want to take part in joining us here in Ballyshannon for Mary Boyle. And it's a fantastic gesture. This morning I received a letter in the post with two medals in it, Our Lady of Lourdes medal, from a lady in Cavan, that she won't be there at the march tomorrow, but she would like me to pass these medals on, one to Mary's mum and one to Anne. And, you know, that's something that really touched me a great deal this morning. And that signifies everything, you know, that a person actually took the time to do this. And that means so much. And I'd like to say, if Mary's mother too is listening this morning, that people do care. And we will never know your pain. But we want to tell you that we are beside you. And the same for Anne. We want to tell Anne that we stand beside her as well. And, of course, the rest of the family, because there's an extended family here too. And I've had cousins call me from over in England and from Glasgow, and you know, they all want to share their story, you know. So hopefully tomorrow is about reflection, and it's a walk to do with dignity for Mary Boyle. We don't want any screaming and shouting. And, you know, I do understand probably groups may come that will want to voice an opinion to vent their anger, but Ballyshannon will not be the place to do that tomorrow. This is a family event. There will be a lot of elderly there. There will be a lot of young children there. And I would ask that people who do come to have respect for the community here, and, you know, just hopefully that it will all go well.